and father was approached by the doctors who were treating Pala for permission to perform lobotomy, scraping off inside. And father refused. He said, no, you will not. Hmm. And if he hadn't been doctor, I guess maybe he wouldn't have listened. Yeah.
Go get your bowl here.
Okay, yeah. They're all fresh.
I thought I would put the fruit here. Do you?
Sure.
We probably, you probably don't open this very often.
Well, when I have to, I do. Like your towels.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'll find out where.
Yeah. taken the that toilet seat off.
Oh.
Because I find that I have more trouble taking all my clothes down to sit down on that thing just to pee.
Oh, okay.
So I will just simply put that thing down when I feel I have to go.
Yeah.
Otherwise.
Do you want to sit back here?
Yeah.
Okay. I will bring you. Do you want a toy to play with?
Thank you for this.
You're doing better already today. Better than earlier today.
Yes, that's why I said. I felt that today, all of a sudden, just like a snap, all of a sudden it's different. And I felt that about my leg. I should tell you what I did. That was really something different for the aneurysm. I was there in the hospital for 8 days, I think, as a result of that. And then I was at home. And I went in for the operation on March 3rd. Yeah. And by the late 20s in March, I walked from here up to the mailbox.
Oh, not too much. Yeah.
And my leg from my hip down. And my skin was so tight. Yeah, it was, if you touched it, I felt like screaming.
Wow.
And the good neighbors down here, Michelle they drove me to my doctor's. I was able to phone and ask if I could have an appointment. So we went there. He said, "You've got blood clots in your go north to the new hospital in Sherwood Park." So they drove me out there, and they took a scan of my leg, and they said, "There's no blood clot in the leg.
Huh.
What it is that you over-exercised the leg,
huh.
And the blood flow up in here had pooled in several pools." And they have nowhere to go.
You just to raise it up?
Well, they said I should sleep with the feet up. And I went home and I did just exactly that. I spent about a day just like that.
Yeah.
And they started to come down.
Yeah.
But man, was that painful.
Yeah. So that's what, yeah.
So you were doing through.
Yeah. Yeah.
Don't overdo it.
No. You'll pay for it.
Sure, I sure as hell did. And then to have.
You want this?
No, I think I'll just hold it. Thank you. Oh, wow. Does that ever look good? Where would you find this? In Safeway?
Save-On. Every store has it.
Every store has it?
Yeah. You know what also is good? You take the fruit and you put it in a pot on the stove. And you heat it up until it's all very hot, not frozen. And you pour that over vanilla ice cream. That is good. That is really good.
These berries?
Yeah, this mix.
With the yogurt?
No, just the berries. Just the berries and the fruit.
Yeah.
You heat it up until it's hot, almost boiling. And you pour that on vanilla ice cream. Oh my God, that's good.
Well, maybe we should get some ice cream.
Yeah. I'm not supposed to have ice cream anymore, but I can have a little bit.
This is the one.
Mm-hmm.
And tomorrow morning, I'll get up and make my own porridge.
Okay.
Because I have my own habit.
Okay.
And I want to tell you that also, in the bathroom, in the cupboard facing the toilet,
yeah,
there are all sorts of towels and washcloths and stuff in there.
Okay.
Okay.
Yep.
Well, I've eaten a lot today. Much more than I'm eating.
Shall I make you some tea?
I have a number of beer. I have mint tea. I have apple cinnamon tea.
What would you like?
That's what I normally have, but I'd like mint too. And there's more. There are more kinds of teas in there. I forget them.
Okay. Are they in the cupboard up above the sink?
Yeah. On the upper shelf.
Do you have an electric kettle, or do you heat it up on the stove?
I heat it up on the stove.
I'm going to get you an electric kettle. They're very useful, like the one that...
I used to have one.
Like, you know, like the one that I have in Toronto, that in Bowmanville, that you use mine? Remember we went and bought a new one? It sits on a little plate with a little switch. It's very handy.
I don't want you to spend money.
Okay. Do you have a favorite mug?
No.
I'm surprised you don't have a favorite mug. No?
No. Hillary Louise gave me two of these metal containers.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And that's what I've been using, but I would prefer to have a mug.
Do you take a bit of sugar or honey in the tea?
There's some honey in there, yes, sure.
Do you take some?
Sure, that's a good idea.
Thank you. isn't it? Good.